How Not to Sail, sponsored by Latitudes and Attitudes. If you're wondering what happened to Cruising Outpost, they got their old name back. More on that later, but first, a podcast.
Remind me why you're doing this again.
Because otherwise there's no story. It's promotional.
So in the first episode, I came up with this idea to sail alone around Florida to the Miami Boat Show to launch this podcast. And I also talked to the guy who's largely responsible for my sailing problem. Biker, former bodyguard to Evel Knievel, and 100,000-mile sailor, Bob Bitchin.
The mistake I've made my whole life is when I like something, I get really involved in it. And I like sailing.
So if you haven't already heard it, I encourage you to start with episode one. But meanwhile, I'm at Gulfport Municipal Marina, getting ready to take off on my journey. But before I go anywhere, the first person I usually see is this guy.
Hey.
Yeah, man.
How you doing, man?
My friend and boat neighbor, Peter Suarez. Peter lives aboard a classic Cape Dory sailboat in the next slip. He's a writer, an ordained minister, a captain, an actor in a one-man show.
Ta-da! That reaction right there. Excuse me.
And perhaps most relevant to me, a musician. A talented and wickedly funny musician. As evidenced by this song I recorded aboard Peter's boat, Duende.
So I wrote this very pretty piece of music, and I wanted to find a lyric that would do it justice. So I took as my inspiration two men in an Irish prison about to be put to death, because they really weren't very nice men, but they were great friends to each other. So shortly before their time, and prison garb being what it is, one of these men sings this song to the other, this beautiful and touching song. And what could be more touching than an Irish prison? If you will give me but one chance, I'll surely convince ye that we should be in each other's paths. Mine are too big, you see, yours too small. So give your pants to me, mine'll fit ye stomach and all. Just let me wear them before you tear them. In each other's pants you'll see how happy we'll be. So if you will give me just one try, I'll surely convince ye you should be the first one to die. We'll take off our pants, you and me, and stare in the glass. You'll surely quit this world when you see the size of your bloom. And ask of me anything, friend, here at the end. Just give me the chance to die in your pants. So if you will give me but one chance, surely convince ye that we should be in each other's pants. Brings a little tear right here, doesn't it?
That's Peter doing his Irish character.
We all have multiple personalities.
Peter's one-man show, Chameleon, actually has him doing five different characters.
Can we do them all back to back?
Let's do it again. My name's Theo. I'm the stage manager.
My name's Colin. I'm an Irish singer. Hello, folks. My name's Trevelyan West.
My name is Brother Soiree, and I'm a brother Ditso's choir robes. Sorry for the pause. You're going to have to edit that out.
And then who's this guy?
He's the Spanish guy. He doesn't really talk very much.
Hola.
Peter's gig schedule is nothing if not diverse.
I'm currently doing a show called the Rockin' Dublarney Show at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival, a.k.a. BARF.
Right, okay.
perfect.
Now, in between his show and music gigs and lighting himself on fire at Renaissance festivals and stuff, Peter has done a miraculous job restoring his boat. Although, like I've noticed from many a cruiser, I'm hearing less and less about his dream to sail around the world.
Oh. Yeah, okay, well, it's always, you know, okay, childhood dream, still potentially a dream to actually, yeah, do the big loop, you know, to go all the way around, you know, to do the big circumnavigation. And I do plan most definitely on taking this boat to various different locales around the world. If I end up actually going all the way around, fabulous. That is no longer something that is absolutely a necessity in my dream scheme. It's more a matter of just wanting to get out, be on the water.
And there's nothing wrong with that. As Peter's discovered, like many other folks, you can find plenty of how not to sail moments right around your own area.
So the sail swings very fast and pretty much destroys any connection it has with my boat. So now the sail is useless. The engine is not running. We are traveling east across this relatively small channel with a motorboat approaching us on each side. And it was at that moment that it occurred to me how much I appreciated hitchhiking.
Well, of course, why wouldn't it? I'm sure there's an explanation for that. But first, a little explanation about that whole cruising outpost latitudes and attitudes thing. Maybe I'll just do it like a commercial.
Smooth seas and blue skies.
Bob had a problem. You see, Bob had a magazine. And then Bob ran into some trouble and lost his magazine, Latitudes and Attitudes. But guess what? America's number one boating lifestyle magazine is back again as Latitudes and Attitudes. Check it out today at latsats.com.
Yeah, so that's pretty much the story. The cruising magazine that I got into cruising with, Latitudes and Attitudes, transformed into Cruising Outpost after our guest from last episode got screwed over by a very unscrupulous fellow who shut down their offices and moved to South America or something like that. Anyway, they are now back as Latitudes and Attitudes, and we are super happy about that. Meanwhile, I guess we should probably find out why our friend Peter Suarez is talking about hitchhiking.
The summer that I turned 20, I decided I was going to hitchhike around the country, and I ended up hitchhiking about 10,000 miles all over North America. And you can't depend on any specific destination. You can't depend on any specific arrival time. And so you tend to find yourself breathing differently and living in the moment. And when you're actually out sailing, you can't dictate where you're going to end up today. You can't dictate what time you're going to arrive. You can't even dictate what's going to go wrong on the boat and what you're going to have to fix next and all that. And you just breathe differently about it. And you give over. And at that moment, you either fall in love with this crazy thing called sailing, or you never want to get on a damn boat again.
I think a lot of us can relate to that. Although most of my don't want to get on a boat again moments revolve around either marine sanitation devices or lightning. Meanwhile, I do have one pressing issue. One thing I need for this podcast is theme music. The theme music needs to encapsulate exactly the vibe of the podcast and also be clear of any copyright issues. So I decided to use the old sea shanty, What Shall We Do with a Drunken Sailor? And I figured I'd enlist Peter to play guitar while I played the melodica, which sounds kind of like an accordion. So, not long after I arrived at the marina, I walked a few feet across to Peter's boat with my iPhone and the melodica, thinking this would just be a rehearsal, or a scratch track. Although, like sailing, you just never know.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right.
So, what do we want to try and do?
We're on.
just do chick, chick. So I'll play the melody first and then we'll trade.
Okay, I'm not sure I know well enough to just do it on the fly, but let's try.
So the
so maybe my producer side is coming out here.
When you go do 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 do, then you go A B,
and Peter's as well.
Okay, it doesn't have that weight, and then hit A B.
Not in mine.
But listen,
actually, I want to go to. Not in mind,
No, all right.
Actually, what I'm going for is...
But we came to an understanding, and now I can present to you in glorious lo-fi mono our royalty-free theme song. Okay, so as a producer and musician, I may be a bit of a control freak. But as a performer and writer, so is Mr. Suarez.
Yeah, yeah. What we've clearly discerned here is that, like me, you are a control freak.
Okay. I guess I can't disagree with that.
Which leads to an interesting thing I keep running into as soon as I put a microphone in somebody's face.
So I think I'm getting PR Peter versus real Peter, but we'll...
Well, it's not going to be terribly set. I just wanted to have so I don't.
Maybe this is some kind of metaphor, but what I'm really trying to get is some of those unscripted moments.
Well, no, what I would tell my younger self is that you're destined to actually have a pretty good life, and maybe just be a little smarter about investing.
We all want to control things, to feel like we can command the events around us. But there are some you just can't control. You can only control how you respond. Peter's father taught him to sail. And when he passed away, Peter responded the best way he knew how.
No, my dad left 4 years ago. And, as were his wishes, we traveled off from Montauk Point out towards Block Island, which is off of Long Island, east of Long Island. And we said goodbye to his remains, i.e. his ashes, at a certain point there. And the captain on the vessel said goodbye to his remains there. And on that occasion, I played a song that I had written, a recorded version of the song that is entitled No Right at All. And the captain of the vessel was so taken with the piece that he now uses it for such occasions when families have not chosen their own music, which is a pretty incredible honor. I have no right, my love, no right at all, to take your hand when I might fall. But till I'm laid beneath a shawl, I will love you, no right at all. Comes a time, my love.
There's a lot of stuff we can't control in life. It's up to you whether you enjoy the ride or not. Maybe that's what we love so much about sailing. It forces you to literally go with the flow.
I will love you till breath be gone.
You can't choose what the ocean will throw at you. You can only choose how you respond. And as I get ready to head south in JC Sails, that's exactly what I plan to do.
You know it's going to be foggy tomorrow, right?
Why, yes. Yes, I do. Be sure to join us next episode as I actually sail south into the fog. Big thanks to my buddy Chris G. Parkhurst for the inspiration and consultation, to Courtney, be sure and give TK a hug, and everybody who's jumped on the email list. I really appreciate you.
You can also get in on the Facebook group by just going to hownottosail.com/community. If you happen upon one of the promotional postcards I've been handing out, I'd love for you to send me one from whatever corner of the world you're in. I'll read your comments in this segment, and heck, I might even send you a t-shirt or something if you include your mailing address or your email. Thanks so much for the latest 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts from Leslie, ABP Finance, Siege 44, New Jazz Diva, and Boat Songs. And I won't be mad a bit if you would like to leave a nice 5-star rating and review. I sure appreciate you listening, and I'll see you next time on How Not to Sail. Screwing up is part of cruising. Let me show you how.
Cheers.
Cheers.